gentlemen, welcome to the Quick and Slow Comedy Show. I'm your host, Nick McQuick. As always, I'm joined in studio by our very talented and handsome boy man sound engineer.
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, it's Tom Brent. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything new happen with you?
Well, I got a text message.
You got a what?
I got a text message from one of your fans.
Oh, wow. Okay. What do they threaten you with?
Nothing. Oh. They were just kind of making, because his name is Drake. Mm-hmm. And he was saying how he's not like Drake, but he's Drake, which was like, oh yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah,
makes sense. And then, mm-hmm. and then we discussed your Vegas odds of how likely it is that you have or will kill a woman.
Okay,
I think we decided 20 to 5, or that's what he decided.
20 to 5.
20 to 5.
That's pretty good, I guess.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, those are numbers.
Isn't that 4 to 1?
I don't know, maybe. My fans are not known for their math skills.
Oh, I can tell.
Yeah, 100%.
So, Drake, we mentioned you.
There you go, Drake. Shout out, Drake. And joining us in the studio, we have the brainchild and workhorse behind the podcast, The Movie Jerks, J.P. Fournier.
Hello.
And also joining us, we have the hanger-on for the podcast, The Movie Jerks, Sean Gramiak.
That much is true. That's absolutely true.
Yep. And together they make both of the Movie Jerks.
Yes.
There's two of you.
That's correct.
Yeah, I guess it would just be the Movie Jerk podcast if it was one of you.
If it was just, yeah, JP complained about movies in his basement.
Yes. Which people think sometimes that's what the podcast is.
No. They think you have a basement? Oh boy, are they overestimating the success and ability to monetize a podcast.
Yeah. Exactly. The most successful podcast in J.P. Fournier's attic, The Movie Jerks.
Again, need a house for an attic. Mm-hmm.
And returning guest and podcast alumni, James the Boss Ross.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, wearing the same shirt from last night, right?
Yep.
Yep, when you party hard, you don't have time for a wardrobe change.
Nope, and I just wanted to get my musk on everything. So now that somebody here... I want to get my stank on them.
Get extra stank?
Yeah. I loaded up on stank.
Yeah?
What about your Hooba stank?
Yeah, what's your favorite?
Yeah, that's Hooba. What I'm talking about. It's my Hooba stank shirt.
Mm-hmm. Is that your favorite 90s stank-related music group?
I have so much stank music from the 90s I love, but Hooba stank's number one.
Yeah. The Mighty Mighty Stank Tones?
The Stank Tones? Is that a real thing? Are you saying Deftones?
No, the Mighty Mighty like, Stank Tones.
Are we just doing a game where it's like Third Eye Stank?
I feel like for this to be a game, it would have to be fun. And it is not.
Somebody would have to be enjoying this.
Yeah, nobody is.
Yeah, I'm sure Drake can text Tom. Yeah. At what number?
780-862-1124.
And that's where the fans can text you.
Yeah.
24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Are they giving you dick pics yet? Because I highly encourage sending Tom dick pics.
Yeah, send them pics of your hottest Richards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Richard Cheese.
Richard Cheese. Richard Nixon.
Yeah. All
looking
of them.
Fuckable.
Hotter Richards than those two.
Hotter Richards.
I can't think of one.
Okay, going around the table, guys. What's your hottest Richard?
Number one Richard.
Richard Lombar? No?
Can I get in on this?
Oh, yeah. Hey, also, the shit. Slow from
Richard
the Quick and
Gere?
Slow podcast.
What are we doing?
Richard Gere, definitely.
Oh, wow.
How is this your big return and you don't have a fucking microphone?
And the big return of the podcast, he's been missing for 180 episodes. Aaron Maslow.
Has it been that long, really?
It has.
Good to be back. Hey, good to see you.
He got bit by a tick and died.
I'm dead.
Of Lyme disease, and now he's back.
And we'll have to stop him, presumably. Right? This is in defiance of God's will.
I think so.
You can't see, but Aaron just put his face way too close to JP's face.
I
should see where my crotch is in relationship to the rest of his body.
I put Aaron has been away from the podcast game for a while, and I put him in charge of booking this, so he booked all of the guests at the same time.
That is how I like to do
it. He's like, Nick, we have 500 microphones, right? Let's put as many people in.
This is the problem. When he's not here, he doesn't know.
I have more microphones, I just don't have more places to put them.
Yeah,
you can just give him like.
That's right. He needs more slots.
And joining us again in the podcast, it has been a hot minute. Is Kelly Saladuca with his brand new concentration camp look?
You know what? This haircut, for anybody who can't see, it's exceedingly short.
You can talk into the cameras if you want.
Hey! I gave the dude two simple instructions. Mm-hmm. Short on the sides and back, a little longer on top.
Yeah.
Then next thing I feel is his buzzer fucking meow from base to crown of my head. I'm like, ah, oh, Jesus. Okay, here I go.
Yep, there you go. Looking very Full Metal Jacket right now. It's
thanks,
really
man.
Good. It's nice. Yeah, business in the front, business in the back. Very business. Very business.
Guy. Business above Gene. The equator and business yeah. below the equator.
The exact opposite.
You look
of Sean
like you
Graham
work in one of the rough trades.
I work in all the rough trades.
Yeah.
You probably look like... just got his gum in your hair and had to get rid of it. As simple as that.
You said gum, right?
Gum.
Okay. That is a rough trade.
Well, does Denver have any docks?
Yep.
Oh, go there and find out, buddy.
Yeah, ask to...
That was Doc, not Dockers.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking doctors. Oh,
no, yeah, they got a couple of those. Prescribe you medical marijuana down there, right?
That's right. You don't have to be a doctor to prescribe medical marijuana because really? It's recreational.
Oh!
And they just give it out on street
corners.
You get
a prescription for fun.
That's good. I did a comedy show in Toronto, and they paid me in drugs, and I didn't like that. That's no hard shit. To pay your rent in and then get on an airplane and go back to where you live.
Like depends saying, on the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's like saying, here, you do the work. We've got the drugs. Hey, you sell them.
Go make your own money.
Yeah. You're so funny. Why don't you sell your own drugs? I'm getting close to JP.
So, JP, the Edmonton Fringe is upon us, and this episode will be coming out next week, so you got lots of time to plug any upcoming Fringe shows. What are you doing?
Nothing at the Fringe.
You're doing nothing at the Fringe?
I'm not actually at the Fringe.
You're not at the Fringe?
No. Well, you might go to the Fringe.
Yeah, what are some things you're excited for at the Fringe? Where can people, if they were vigilantly stalking
you? This is a year actually I took off, and I can then go to the Fringe and not be stressed.
Yeah?
So, yeah, I'll go to a show drunk and yelling and...
Yeah, please go to a show drunk and yelling.
Yeah.
Fuck you, teens from Saskatoon. This is a terrible play. JP's dream.
Okay, so you're full-time in it with the podcast then?
No, I'm headed to the Toronto Film Festival, TIFF, this year.
You're going to TIFF?
Yeah.
You're going to the Toronto International Film Festival?
I am.
I think so a thing that I'm in is going to be airing there.
Oh, really? What time?
Rigby Muldoon, Time Traveler for Hire, The Bad Situation. Short
is it
going to
be
did.
In that?
Yeah, they just submitted and... From what I'm led to believe, it's accepted. So
okay, right on.
I have all the information. So yeah, check that out while you're there. You can go see me get punched in the face a whole bunch.
Oh, he doesn't have to go to there for that.
Yeah.
Have you already seen it?
We can make that dream happen.
I have not seen it yet. There we go.
Go ahead. Travel 12,000 miles. Or
go watch
your... Oh, wait. Do you mean have I seen Nick get punched in the face? That I've seen.
Yeah, everybody can see that. That's great. If they got a nickel, they can see that. Yeah, gotta make
but
your money.
But if I get homesick in Toronto, I'll just go see that. And that way I feel at home.
No.
Like being punched in the face makes me
there
feel
you
good.
Go.
Although you could probably
look at
see.
Garbage fire.
No, they don't get to see my dick. They just get to see me get punched in the face.
Yeah. They don't get to. They have to see your dick.
Yeah, they have to. In fact, the credits are just written on my dick.
Yeah.
It took several days because we had to wash Sharpie off. And that was the hardest part of the film.
You should say Sharpie or Sharpay?
The detergent part of the film.
Oh.
Tom, do you have new glasses?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Well, they're pink.
Thank you.
They're new to me.
Wasn't a compliment. Wasn't just an observation. But yeah.
And I said thank you anyways, so fucking sue me.
Okay, there you go. Yep, I will litigate you. I've got a Mexican wrestler lawyer here.
Your people will be seeing my people.
Yep.
Okay.
He practices lucha law.
He's never lost a match or a case.
Lucha Libre, LLC.
Guys, I think we made a just accident. Well, I just wrote a TV show, guys.
Way to
James,
make your
you're
podcast.
The lead.
It's because I have a mask.
The Screaming Sheik. I don't know. What does he do?
Screams.
Tort law?
Yeah,
tort law.
Yeah. He litigates very delicious little cakes.
James has been studying boner law very closely recently.
Andrew Boner Law, yeah.
Yeah, there's a person.
There's a British Prime Minister named Boner Law. He called himself, his name was Andrew Boner Law, but he went by Boner Law because he was addicted to getting beaten up in high school. And so.
Addicted.
I don't give a shit. It's still the funniest fucking thing.
That's so. That is
sounds
so
magical. Really.
That's so pun rich.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Spell with an A, but close enough.
Spell with an A, but yeah. In Canada.
How do you spell boner law with like A? Like,
Yeah. Like,
is there an A in boner? Isn't there an A in
L-A-W.
Boner? L A W. Oh, yeah, there's an A in law. birthday.
You guys are thinking way too hard.
Hey, Kelly, how's your leg?
Yeah, Kelly, you broke a leg. Somebody was wishing you luck, and you took it literally.
It's all right. It was the knee, actually, and it's...
Sorry.
It's been a long road. It still feels like it's filled with broken Doritos.
You know, they have... Yeah. There's metal parts they could have used instead of all those Doritos.
Really digging for flavors.
Yeah.
Fucking.
That'll teach you to get surgery at 7-Eleven. Cut you open, fill you up with Doritos.
Boy. What are some flavors we could use for the new Doritos? How about my leg?
Patella. Yeah.
These long-term disability Doritos are delicious.
Oh, they taste like 80% of my former income.
Are you on WCB?
That's not too bad.
I was. I'm back to work now. I was. It was a long stint on disability.
Rough trades.
Yeah. Rough trades. Yeah. Disability couldn't afford a real haircut, so I just got
now. He's back to hanging around.
Fortunately, my mouth is more important than my knees.
For the rough trades.
For the rough trades,
yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
You're hanging around the Edmonton Queen down the river. No, that's a boat.
The River King. Yeah, the River Queen.
Yeah, we got it with the docks and whatnot.
Yeah.
We have one dock in town.
Mm-hmm. What's River's he like?
He's terribly worked on Kelly's knee, filled it with fucking Doritos. Yeah.
This ought to fix it.
Sorry, I'm shouldn't operate when I'm hungry, but...
You can't say no to one. You just have to
stop.
You just see a doctor. You are operating well.
Pringles.
Pringles?
Yeah.
Once you pop.
Once you pop, you just can't stop.
That's a different hospital altogether.
Yeah, exactly. What is Lay's? You can't have one
but
of them?
But you can't eat just one.
Bitch can't eat just one.
Is that it? I thought it was may cause diarrhea.
May cause diarrhea.
Wasn't that? Remember, because they had that Listeria thing, was it?
Are all chips some sort of drug?
Are you talking about the Highway Patrol?
Yeah,
I love that about
Eric Estrada
and Lou Ferrigno.
All right,
what is wrong Ferrigno?
Let's go back to the advertising slogan of "May cause diarrhea" as a selling feature.
Hey, it works for Metamucil. Yeah.
Well, in fairness, it's better than "will cause diarrhea."
There's less certainty.
Yeah.
People love a mystery.
Exactly.
This is a man in a mask.
Yeah, I like to leave
everyone's
someone
a gambler
with some mystery. Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody likes playing asshole roulette. Am I going to win or lose?
Asshole roulette sounds like a bad glory hole game.
I put six in the chamber. Oh, God.
Now, here's the weird thing. Like, we talked about this on the last podcast, the weird thing. Finally, we're talking a lot of weird things. roulette, or the glory holes. Like, how much would it cost for you to... get in a glory hole?
Which side?
Yeah.
Both. We'll go with the good side and the bad side.
Which one's the good side? Which one's the bad side?
Yeah.
Okay, to insert in a glory hole or to...
service.
Yeah,
at
to
a glory
service.
Glory
yeah, to swap fluids.
Depending on this truck stop, the rates are different.
Is it that classy truck stop in like White Mud Creek? Or
I'm going to say you get full union benefits and everything. You get dental, you get health care, you
dental.
Get like long-term disability. Yeah,
not wearing a condom.
They'll clean your teeth for sure. Yeah.
Teeth whitening.
I've already told the story on the podcast, but when I worked at Staples, there was a guy that came in that bought a BMW right off a lot, brand new. By selling truck stop blowjobs. So.
Fuck, where is this bullshit story from?
It's true.
First off, why is he, how did you come to this information? He didn't walk in
there
like.
He was photocopying his ad.
Oh, okay.
And he was super proud.
I was hoping.
And he had the BMW hat with the tag still on it.
I feel like this guy sold you a bill of goods, man.
Or a BMW.
Who walks into Staples and like, hey, I gotta photocopy this truck stop fucking blowjob.
Yeah, just here photocopying
pamphlet.
My BJ ads in case you're interested.
You know,
I can't tell if it's raining outside, but let me tell you about crying.
He might have lost like a fantasy football bet, and he was like, I gotta go photocopy blowjob papers.
and then tell everyone that's why I bought this BMW.
Meanwhile, you're thinking, who uses photocopies anymore? It's the internet, man.
Yeah.
If you have that story, wouldn't that be the thing that you tell everyone? Like, that would be the
sure,
thing.
Sure, of course.
What?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be what your 5 minutes is about?
That's right.
Hello, hello, youth working at Staples. Well, how did I get this card? Let me tell you a story.
Yes.
I'm very good at truck stop blowjobs.
That's every multi-level marketing pitch I've ever heard.
Oh. Holy So you're saying he was trying to start a pyramid scheme of blowjobs?
Trying to get legs under him, like they like to say.
Any legs in front of you?
How do blowjobs work if
I've
legs
got an idea
of
a length.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. You got to really stretch your back to reach down and...
Yeah, what is that, yoga
If I could get just three more Staples employees to give blowjobs, I could be sitting back and retiring.
Why don't you go to sleep?
Making money off their blowjobs.
For every three blowjobs they bring in, you get one.
Yeah.
Upstream revenue.
And it falls apart when you try and get all your blowjobs out at once.
I got to hit my quota. Yeah. Oh, that's too many dicks.
It falls apart when everyone realizes you're just sucking each other off.
Yeah.
Or Wait, sucking
are we talking
about yourself?
Capitalism? No, yeah. Multi-level
okay.
marketing.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
It's called a metaphor.
Oh.
A subtle metaphor.
Nothing subtle about that.
Or subtle.
Maybe supple.
By the way, let's get back to the question at hand.
The question at hand. So you got full union things. You got a coffee break. You got two coffee breaks and an hour-long lunch.
Which union represents these people? Yeah. I'm just curious.
Clack.
Christian labor organization. A management side union? Come on. Oh, that's barely a union.
Yeah, so they represent, but you got okay things. You got a nice rep.
This is so un-American, I don't even know what's going on.
a union is a labor organization that people use to gain bargaining power with their employers. You guys used to have them, and then you voted for Donald Trump.
I believe we voted for Ronald Reagan.
Even this last election, you were still voting in for Ronald Reagan.
He's doing write-ins.
Did you say Trump? No, we said Trump. Did you say Reagan? No, we said Trump.
Yeah.
Did you say...
Aren't they the same?
They're the same.
Okay, just making sure.
To
this
retards,
is the one that rhymes with Reagan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan, in fairness, had better hair.
More natural hair. I'll give him, like, he had a...
Hey, I'm pulling it off.
But he's pulling it up, ladies and gentlemen.
His pants, finally.
Oh, I thought you meant the plug. I can't handle this anymore.
I thought we were going to end this with assisted suicide, not, halfway through.
Okay, so how much?
No, mass extinction, not assisted suicide.
Nice. Ronald Reagan has way better hair than Donald Trump.
He looks like
shit. That's pretty good hair.
Yeah, he looks like an old James Dean. What happened to James Dean?
He became James Franco.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
He got bit by Benjamin Button and went back to the future?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you look up Donald Trump playing tennis?
Donald Trump playing tennis?
Oh, yeah. That was pale pants.
For the listener at home, you can Google along, especially if you're driving.
Oh, there it is. Number 2.
Number 2.
Oh, it looks like he's wearing a diaper.
It also looks like he's got Barney hands. You remember the dinosaur? He's got little.
Oh, I'm gonna be your friend.
And weird.
Deregulate government.
Oh man.
Oh Jesus.
Oh,
look, I like this. Wearing a suit. Not that. Oh my God. That's a world.
That's the reason we don't know what unions are, folks.
You guys are so lucky.
Are we? You guys are so lucky. Yeah.
And
you've got the NFL.
They do.
Oh, Sean, if you can do me a
season
favor,
starts
make sure
in August.
Right into-
I sure will, Tom.
Are you pumped?
So what? We need to get back to the thing at hand here. How much would it cost for you to let's just go around to
Is
put
this,
your dick
wait a minute.
Into the unknown?
Well, is this overall
the glory hole? But you don't know what's on the other side.
Yeah, but I mean, when you say the
what if it's like a saw?
Way
See,
better.
If it's like a Twilight Zone wall where it's another dimension, then I'd be like, yeah, I'll try
I'll
that.
I'll do that
I'll
for
fuck
free.
Another dimension.
Yeah.
But if it's a glory hole, I'm like, I kind of suspect I know what's on that other side.
Yeah.
So the void of the unknown is more interesting.
I know we're all thinking the same thing, but like none of us want to. Okay.
What?
On the other side of the glory hole.
Nobody else was thinking about that, Nick.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Do we have to have a talk?
I was just thinking who's compact and fit. Like, they're not spacious.
Wait, hold on. How do you know what the other side of a glory hole
He's
is?
He's been in porn.
There's not a glory box on the other side.
Uh-huh. I've seen a lot of glory. Also, soundtrack, Blaze of Glory is really good.
Oh, I thought you meant the actual movie Glory.
Yeah,
you would have went for That's a Great...
Which
wasn't
about
James
glory
Horner
hole,
wrote
sadly.
The soundtrack.
Right.
See,
God,
movie jerks.
Movie jerks.
We're representing.
I love you. Movies.
But if we remade
I believe Vietnam
Glory,
was a hole in the wall type of story.
I think it was more of an allegory.
Topical.
Ronald Reagan.
President Reagan, the 80s.
Yeah. You guys remember the 80s? How about the 70s? What about the late 60s?
I thought America was great now again. Aren't you great again?
We can't get out of that. Golden era.
Don't you feel great?
The golden era of an unwinnable war.
We're bringing it back. We're sending more troops to Afghanistan. We're number one. Or we were. We will be again. Don't
Who
worry.
Who knows? The Vietnam War led to Vietnamese subs, which I'm a big fan of. So a lot of good things came forward.
Silver Lining
Playbook. Yeah, that was
thank you. Another
that
movie. Was. Silver Lining Playbook. I know that one, guys.
Vets.
That's what I say every time I have a Vietnamese sub.
Yeah. Thank you.
I
heroes.
Stand up. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is ironic because you think you're having a hero sandwich.
It's a bon meat.
Oh, I just thought
it's
he was confusing
bon
the sub shop owners. Thank you, heroes. What?
Hey, everybody. We had a little audio mess up, wobble thing going on there. So we cut back into the podcast there. But hey, this is a good place as any for us to put a little commercial. You guys, I don't know how you're listening to this. iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, Google Play. We have YouTube videos and everything, but for everything you guys need, you can go to the website quickandslow.com. We will have links to all of the videos, all the episodes, all the audio links. You can click on other people's websites, see what's going on there. So please check us out, and if you could please give us 5 stars or thumbs up or whatever you're watching on, it actually helps out a little bit. We're not charging you for anything, so you know you owe us. Anyway, back to the show.
No, it was Sean's that was going fucky. So I just swapped them out, and now we should be...
Okay.
Can we get just a quick test from you guys?
Okay, no loss.
Hello. Hi. Hello, mate. Hello.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, that's a cat.
You guys doing Englishman.
Yeah, why are you blimeys all of a sudden?
Hello. Fiddle-dee-day.
Are we doing a piece from a Dickens novel now?
Shiver me timbers.
Have you ever read Nicholas Nickleby?
Nope.
Me either.
I've read Great Expectations.
What about The Great Gatsby?
They're more like Great Fucking Disappointment. Am I right, guys?
What about The Great Escape?
Topical.
No.
I'm a big fan of the Great Muppet Caper.
If you're looking for somebody to know and, you came to the right place.
There's got
to
be a wine named Grape Expectations,
Great
right?
Oh my God.
There's got to be.
Just pumping out $1 million ideas, Lucha lawyer.
DUI case, I can get you out of that hold.
Macho Man really could have used that.
I think that we should do a Kickstarter to get a billboard for a Lucha lawyer. And just put a picture of
him in your chair. And your one fan will contribute, $20?
If we're lucky. But we'll have James on a billboard with a chair, and then we'll put Tom's phone number in. It's like, call for legal advice, Lucha Law.
Da, 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 da.
You don't pay unless we win the belt.
I gotta say, that doesn't sound as shitty as it sounds.
Back
right.
to the question.
He's
right.
talking about
back
the sound
the question
effects. The mic's working. Not working.
Question
That's why he meant that.
Guys, back to the question at hand. How much money would it cost to put your hole into the unknown?
Your hole into the unknown?
There's
now
a hole.
How did you know about my hole?
Stop moving the
Did Nick
goalpost.
Just win a lottery or something? Is that what he's...
Yeah, basically.
Like,
he's gonna
someone
he wants
falls
to...
in that ballpark, what he has in his wallet right now.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, he wants to get a number, and then he'll take us to the next room where there's a hole.
I'm working on a negotiation later this week, and I need a good starting point.
Ignore the redhead behind the wall, okay?
I got a lot of chapstick.
What?
So, Graymiac, we'll start with you. You're the most desperate.
$125,000 a year.
Wait,
and
a
contract of at least 10 years.
To put your dick in the hole?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
He's taking 6 figures to fuck a hole.
But American? It's Boring. Not just a one time. You want a contract? You want a long term?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but this contract, he's going to have to go through the union, clack, and represent everybody in the hole.
Because you got to think that's a super high powered union, because if they go on strike, then all the Teamsters go on strike in support. Because who's getting truck stop blowjobs?
Oh, Teamsters.
I got to say, that sounds like a terrible fucking deal. And the reason is because, for those kind of wages, for that kind of term, how many blowjobs do you have to get a day?
Just once. He just has to. Well, who says
he'll negotiate that?
No one says it was a blowjob.
No, I would demand at least 53
a day.
You'd be so worn out. Like the third one would take all day.
They are going to suck you so hard. You're not going to have wrinkles on your face.
I'd be known as Iron Cock. Iron Cock.
Iron Cock.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. Great. That's what we're doing. Brainstorming.
Sean
Iron Cock versus the Lucha Lawyer.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh my God. Damn it. Oh my That's God. The name of the episode, guys.
Okay, Kelly, we're going around clockwise or the other one, whatever it is, but over to you. How much? Okay, so we're assuming on the other side of the hole it's some sort of organic, warm something.
Yeah. It's unknown.
It's not a blender.
It's not a blender.
But I mean, it's not anything harmful. It's not a
gotcha,
knife.
Feature.
It's not. It's unknown. Well, it's completely unknown.
It's completely unknown.
Oh, boy. That's a thing. Okay, well, worst case scenario, I have to try to imagine my life no dick, so what's that worth to me?
Yeah, what is that worth for you?
I mean, how much are you using it now?
What's your life like?
You gonna get a Twizzler dick or something installed at 7-Eleven?
Yeah, upgrade.
I may need money for some sort of prosthetic or antibiotics, something. $1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million one time.
$1 million one time.
What?
Flat rate.
Hey.
It's unknown. You don't know what it is.
That's why I got to be ready. I got to protect myself.
Yeah, you got to protect yourself
You'd
before
think
you
the
wreck
union
yourself.
Would do that for you.
Hey, something I'd like to address though is the inherent sexism of glory holes. Like, what's the equivalent for women? We need some kind of glory trough. Of some kind.
Glory trough?
Yeah.
I think honestly, that just works. You need like a protrusion.
I'm going to be honest, that sounds
a glory protrusion?
I'm thinking trough, that's an innie. You need an outie.
That's an innie.
Honestly, that sounds more sexist.
I think if the glory hole, if you can widen a glory hole a little bit,
somehow I think it would have to be a hole in the ceiling for some reason.
Right.
Easier for her to lay over top of.
I think Nick actually has a hole in the ceiling so he can watch this.
Mirrored roof.
Oh, what a feeling.
If you hear him clap to test the sound ratings right before you do it, then you know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's where this new revenue stream comes from.
He's like, all these that
stream. Sorry, I picked it up.
I put it down. Okay, so Mr. Maslow, all the way from America, how much would it cost for you to go into the unknown?
So first, what I would do is I would bill it like a pay-per-view.
Okay,
it's going to be a one-time live event. I'm going to take royalties from anything that gets published afterwards. Any.
I'm going to take casualties. You take royalties,
right? And then I'm going to take a cut of the audience. I get all T-shirt sales.
Okay.
You're going to cut the audience.
I'm going to
cut
the audience.
I like how there's an audience for this glory hole.
It is glorious.
Kind of defeating the purpose a little bit.
Oh, they're all in bleachers.
Anonymous.
Yeah. You guys want to do this in the dark?
They got like John 3:16 signs.
Yes, it's the Aaron Maslow Hour of Glory Hole.
This is boner law, boner law, boner law. And
four more years, four more years.
Six inches enter, one inch leave.
Nice. And then, I'll write the contract. Probably 30 mil. To stick it in, or maybe I'm receiving. It doesn't matter. Whatever gets better ratings.
You put your dick in there and somehow you're still receiving? Like, up your urethra?
Yeah, it'll be the human centipede of dick reception. One dick enter, one dick leave.
It's unknown, so maybe something's pumping into you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like some wine, so you can work like a decanter?
Yep.
Your bladder?
Yep.
Yeah.
Would that get you drunk?
Well, let's find out, Nick.
Okay.
I think you'd have to drink the blood.
Somebody get some wine and a siphon.
And a syringe.
Would it be one of those African worms you can pick up when you're swimming through the creeks? Supposedly those going through the urethra.
Oh, the kangaroos.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a parasite, fish. Right?
Yeah.
It's an attitude, too. Kangaroo.
Oh, wow. Okay, JP, how much for you to...
Well,
put it in.
I think this is where I'm going to be really bad at this game because as a grown adult, I've learned that I don't have to do things for money I don't want to do.
Yeah.
So why? Sorry, like free, it's not. Right? I would look at it and go, "Why the fuck would I do that for any money?" Like,
fucking
no,
the adventure.
I don't want the money to do that.
Think, why did Christopher Columbus sail off to the edge of the world?
Because he was a fucking asshole and hated brown people.
It's even these questions. Like, people ask me these questions now. I'm like, I don't know. I'm a fucking adult. I wouldn't actually even be part of this. Like, it's.
But what about your retirement, JP? What about your retirement? Jesus.
Are you making so much Movie Jerks money you don't even got to worry now?
No, I
you're
just
making Movie Jerks
my
money?
Life.
We were playing a very yes-and game, and you're playing a no-but.
You should have made sure you're on the corporate registry there, pal.
My answer is nothing. I would look at it and go, no,
so
fuck
there's
off. I wouldn't do
free.
That.
Okay.
No, free.
You would
whatever,
ask for nothing.
Okay, but like, would you ever, in theory, stick your dick in a mystery hole?
No.
Why not?
Well, if it was, again, like the dimensional thing,
yeah.
Just because I'd want to be part of history and
so
science.
So it could be that.
It's unknown.
If it's unknown? Okay, if it's a multi-dimension where you actually lose a child when you think that he's sleeping in a room like Twilight Zone,
yeah.
I might be curious about that.
But okay, but it could be.
So you would only put
this
your
is
dick...
This ridiculous, so why would you even bring
of
up that?
Of course it's ridiculous. I asked it.
Yeah. That's very true.
So it would have to be a poltergeist hole is what we're saying.
Yeah, so you're saying you would only do it for science.
If it's something so fucking beyond our imagination.
What if you stick your dick in the hole and every kid in America gets your dick in their face?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who is supposed to appeal to him?
Why didn't Nick say that to begin with? Now that changes everything.
That's a selling feature, right?
Yeah. See right there.
Yeah.
It's multi-dimensional.
Sure.
That counts.
Yeah, hey, JP, do you want to be known as the man who molested the most children at once?
History has been made.
I have been losing weight, so there may be some action.
So like $1 million, right?
I can't imagine it because I would just say no.
He's been eating a lot of Lay's and getting diarrhea, and so... That's a great sponsorship opportunity for Lay's.
Yeah. Okay. Well, James, that's the lucha lawyer. How much would it cost for you to venture off and explore?
$1 billion.
$1 billion?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot.
Open up that pocketbook, Nick.
That's a lot more than like, that's, damn, Sean and Kelly. Like,
at least we're realistic.
Affordable.
No, what are you talking about realistic? I do it for 10 grand because I need that now and I could get it.
Yeah. Why didn't we start with Tom?
Yeah.
You guys are terrible at
and
this.
And repeat
game.
Your number again, Tom?
10,780-862-1124. First person that e-transfer meets $10,000 gets my dick in a hole.
This is the worst version of Price is Right I've ever seen.
10,001!
Son of a bitch! Turns out Tom's one fan was the guy at Staples getting his photocopies made. That $10 is coming your way, Tom.
$10,000.
My BMW.
The weird thing
go.
For me is like they're a thing.
Which
like,
weird thing?
Wouldn't it be awful to be the person who had to accept all that cash for the BMW? Right? Because it hasn't been washed.
Bells.
I want to hear Nick's reasoning why this came up.
Well, like the thing is, glory holes are a real thing, and people. Yeah. Do that. They put the thing in, but like they put the dick in the hole, and then stuff happens. For me, that's terrifying. That's like that's a scary thing. And I don't and like you guys. It's a dangerous adventure. You would all like
not
you would have
guys.
To get paid.
I
to
looked
do
at that
it.
And went, no, I don't want
to
do that.
But like you'd have to get paid to do it. But people pay other people to do it. Like I don't know how that works out.
Okay, well,
like what sort of market is this? Because people are paying. People,
we were
so
talking
are you
about
just trying to send the business model?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the business
model. I'm baffled by it by you because we were talking today, me, Gray Mac, and Luchador over here.
Yeah,
we were talking
He's
about
representing us.
Well, we were talking, but we were talking about the Canadian creep that's just been announced, where that guy was taking photos of women like just in subways and like, and I said I didn't understand what was the appeal of photos that weren't. Centered correctly.
And Sean tried to...
You're like, these shots are not blocked or lit properly.
With the cameras we have, can't you like crop those things a little better? Are you... Symmetry's pretty attractive.
Instagram filters everybody.
But I was baffled by that. Like, I couldn't believe that how many people were tuning in to look at women wear shoes or whatever.
And my
knee
question
pictures.
Was how many hits are on that
knees!
Thing. Yeah.
I don't know. It's
just creepy. It is
creepy.
He was aware.
Canada
oh, yeah.
Creep. Canada Creep, yeah. That he picked Fuck. That name, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is that
yeah.
actually that? Oh, okay.
He picked that name.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, that was the name of his creepy Twitter account.
Oh, wow.
He's taking these photos. He knew that it's wrong to take photos of women without their consent.
And none, yeah. of the folks, none of the folks at Twitter were actually monitoring any names that come in, so, you know.
No.
Mm-hmm. You can post stuff like that, like, you know, crazy puppy killer and still get it.
Yeah. Although I think, sir, you know, these guys do it anonymously, right? Like, no one's putting up, you know, at their real name and then the Twitter handle or Twitter name being world's greatest pedophile. No one's doing that.
It would be hilarious.
Oopsie-daisy.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
Kelly's been bored at home.
Finally, we get to the topic we were getting at.
Yeah. Time Kelly. To log in and change my handle.
The Canada Creep is another thing, too, because, like, porno, if it's your thing, there's an abundance of it. In
yeah.
many, like, high quality, low quality, like, all over the place, there's tons of it. And if you're just, like, getting off to pictures of a woman on a subway, you figure...
How can these porno people compete?
Go on a subway and remember that.
Or
you could just see.
Or do it on the subway.
Yeah. Oh. Exactly. Or eat fresh.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Oh, do you think that's what he thought eat fresh meant? Just like younger?
Oh, fuck off. Get out of here. That's gross.
He's practices lucha law. It has nothing to do with this.
Right. He'll take any case.
You know lucha law doesn't exist know
shit
in
about law.
He knows
right?
boner law.
Yeah, that's the only law I know is boner law. Don't wear sweatpants, kids, around the ages of 11 to 15.
The rope climb can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. You'll be sitting at that desk long after the bell. Until you wear jeans.
Jeans are always good.
They got a young team.
They got the utility for jeans. You can, like, tuck it in. If you get an unfortunate boner, you just tuck it into the belt.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, no, we all were young
That's
men.
That's the go-to.
So has Canadian Wait. Creep been shut down?
Yes, thankfully. Wait, are you... is it gone? Can I in theory buy it still?
Kelly Saladuca is Canadian.
Kelly's like, what's the Wi-Fi password? I was hoping to follow.
Now you gotta... He's like making Canada _ creep right now.
That's right.
Canadian Creep 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. America Creep.
Ooh.
It's gonna be hard to take upskirts from your shoe camera when you can't walk, though.
My shoe cam.
Yeah, the thing baffled me.
It doesn't make any sense, because like, just like everybody else, I just... Pornhub or like RedTube or XTube or like
are you looking for sponsors now?
Like, exactly.
One of these many.
2 hours later,
he's just reading his search history.
It's never occurred to me to like go and look
it
at like, Twitter.
I don't
and
understand
be
why.
Like,
somebody...
Oh, is there a Twitter thing that posts photos
yeah.
of people?
No, the whole thing's bizarre. I read it. I thought
Instagram?
It was like a fake article when I first read it.
If I would posit a theory, I would posit that the theory is that they're sociopaths, and that's what they get off on, is that it's not allowed.
No, they get off
I'm actually
on
pissed off at the guy, because as you notice, I have my phone in my pocket. I do that without even thinking, and I actually got in shit one day because my camera was up on the pocket, and Larry goes, oh my god, he's fucking filming us. Yeah, I'm fucking filming you.
Yeah, because you're so interesting.
Yeah.
This is for my next movie.
Well, but now this guy
like,
is
I
made
really,
it
I, like, I'm a movie fan. Like, I really like the shaky cam.
Yeah,
that's really turning.
You're doing your
on.
Own Blair Witch
yeah.
narrative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, in Trump's America, they're always watching.
Oh, nice.
Very true.
Little drone cameras everywhere. That's
yeah,
fun.
Pocket cameras, armed mm-hmm. cameras.
I almost got a jackass. I was at the Wild Earth, and this guy said a racist comment to the girl who was selling the drink to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even tell what race she was, but he was actually saying, well, it's good you come to our country. And I said, hey, do I recognize you from what? And I thought I had my fucking camera on. And I was like, this is going to be great. I'm going to nail this guy. Have I worked with you? Where do you work? And he mentioned some plant. I won't mention what it is because I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
And I said, no, not that. Maybe it's the church you go to. What church you go to? And he mentions the church he goes to. Not that again. I go, but, you know, tune into the internet because you're going to.
Yeah.
And creep shaming.
Creep shaming. Yeah. I thought I was being brilliant, and I didn't know how to fucking turn on my camera.
No, but I have a
question. So
you didn't know
the
how to
whole
turn
thing
on
was
your...
this but conversation did, was wasted on this guy.
Did this dude panic at all?
Oh yeah, he panicked.
Nice.
Yeah. So it felt good in the end.
Yeah, but... yeah.
Ugh.
Fuck, dude. Honestly, this is better because you made him think. and maybe he won't do it again, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Have you ever thought that probably happened to the Canadian creep? Like, he gets home, checks his phone. Oh, my phone was off the whole time.
Yeah, well, probably.
How many hundred women have I missed? I'd like to point out
that you, like, had a really good idea but got thwarted by, like, old man
technology.
Like, I don't know how to...
That's exactly what happened.
To teach me how to flip the camera around.
Yeah. Glasses at the end of the nose. Just give me a thing.
And I was an idiot, and I admitted to it, and I could have actually looked like a big hero. Well, I didn't actually turn my camera on. I was faking it the whole time. I could have said that. I was like, fuck, I forgot to...
It would have been so funny if you just kept going, and you were like, so, like, yeah, what high school did you go to? And you're like, just been hanging around with this guy all day? And then you, like, exchange numbers, and you're like, it was actually kind of nice.
Yeah, we got these great swastikas on her arms after.
He got the Nazi one, you got the Buddhist one, but you know.
Like, if only I knew how to turn on my camera, I wouldn't have accidentally joined the KKK. Oh no.
That's like the worst version of Dude, Where's My Car? I've ever heard in my life.
Let my camera explain. Yeah. Oh no.
Dude, what's my tattoo say?
It's in German. I don't read German.
Oh man.
Oh boy.
I want to do a quick little thing because I know this, and I'm asking you a question to set up. You had Dave Ray on your podcast a little while ago, and
okay.
He watched a movie.
Yep.
And he said that it's the worst movie he's ever seen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which movie?
Yeah. Would you please tell us a little bit about this movie?
Do you remember the name of the movie? The concept of it was a girl who had to kill herself to get into...
Gunwoman.
Gunwoman. Okay, gun so yeah. Woman. An assassin gets
already
hired.
Sounds amazing.
It is.
An assassin gets hired to kill a guy who's a necrophiliac. And the only way to get into him is basically to get herself part like dead, but then to... transfer guns inside of her body.
Dead-ish.
Dead-ish, yes. Yeah. Like it's like the Romeo and Juliet's pretend you're dead type of drug. And then she wakes up, and then she has to cut herself open to take out guns inside of her intestines. And even though I explained that, and it sounds like it could be amazing.
No.
It does not. No. It does not.
It was terrible.
What part of that sounds amazing?
Yeah, like the...
I'm surprised at how bad it was. That's such potential. I read the back of it, and I was in love immediately.
Oh, no.
I mean, the problem was the lighting.
It was so,
I mean, the
it
novel,
was so great
the
having
The novel
Derek.
Was amazing.
Yeah. So great having David Ray
watch
that.
All the good
that.
Scenes were in the trailer.
Yeah. But to be fair, guys, it won the Palme d'Or at Cannes.
Yeah. Like Through the Glory Hole? Is that where that kind of palm?
No, it came in second to Through the Glory Hole. Yeah.
Which was Gramiak's debut.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
His unique take on the Wizard of Oz world, Through the Glory Hole.
Could you imagine if you actually made that movie and you failed? You didn't. You came in second. I could just see you at a dinner party.
What did you lose
your napkin
to?
And throwing it down.
Damn it.
The bitter taste of defeat. It would be a pleasant change.
Plus, defeat tastes woman. Terrible.
Defeat tastes better than the dick.
They don't understand what I was trying to accomplish.
The world's not ready for my art.
I was trying
so
to
if
get
anybody
a
wants
show.
To send me a text 780-861-124 and we'll name the podcast. After you, I guess. I don't
know. The podcast will be out by the time.
Whatever, it's anachronistic. Don't question it. We have a fourth dimensional glory hole. We'll figure out a way.
Mm-hmm. This podcast could have a rotating title. It'll release with one title and then we can change it. After.
Yeah. Could I get a full release?
Yeah, trick people into listening to it again.
Yeah, are you saying that we could change it in post?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't know if you can fix all of this in
post. We went ahead and deleted it.
Exactly. I know. We took out most of the people.
There was only one edit required. Delete.
Control A, delete.
I know you could fix it with a couple like postnatal abortions. That's post.
I didn't get that.
Murders, you mean? Yeah. Do you mean murders?
Semantic, man.
You think that's? I always wanted there to be like an assassin who tries to pull off. It's just a really late term abortion.
A late term abortion defense.
Yeah,
it was in the 87th trimester. It's fine.
That could be the first episode of Lucha Lawyer. You could be defending somebody.
Lucha Lawyer versus Iron Cock.
Yes, sir.
The postnatal abortion.
That's right. I'd be the prosecutor. He's a 30 it still is a postnatal abortion 36 years late.
You're calling it postnatal abortion. It's murder. It's...
No, I agree.
Yeah, you have to convince the prosecutor.
You'll have to tune into the episode to find out how this semantic debate goes.
That's right.
I have an idea we know. I don't know if that would be that suspenseful, really.
Yeah. No, I'd pull a surprise witness.
Ooh.
maybe the person got killed. That'd
be hilarious. Would it be the gun woman that turns out she's not dead?
Exactly.
There are fingerprints all over the guns.
I just have to. I was just trying to sneak in some candy bars to Fat Camp, and went about it wrong way.
What? You ate them before you got there?
Yeah. This is Gun Woman, though.
Gotcha.
But she moves everything around like that. Like, she doesn't carry luggage when she's going on vacation.
She doesn't have a purse.
My keys.
She just gets her casket mailed.
Ma'am, do you need help with your bags? Nope, got it.
Well, no, she's unconscious because she's dead at this point. Fake dead. And then she just has to get her swimsuit out.
That would be, you know what? That would have made the movie so great if she pulled out a Snickers bar while Shannon just ate it and then kept on shooting people.
Give her blood sugar on. Yeah, it's very
sorry,
important.
I'm diabetic.
Yeah. You're not yourself when you're angry. hungry. You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Yeah, it still works.
That's
still
the
good.
Hulk version of that.
You're not, calm down, Bruce. You're not yourself
when you're angry.
I've always thought the Hulk was a metaphor for somebody's drunk dad.
Wow.
Somebody's projecting over there. How are things
somebody's
with your parents?
Drunk,
like, don't make him mad. Don't make him mad. He'll destroy everything.
He'll destroy this marriage.
He's a monster.
Marriage smash!
But yet still a hero, huh?
Marriage smash! Relationship with children smash!
Good things we own smash!
That's weird, because I always thought like the Invisible Man was a really good metaphor for a dad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Guys,
that's
I'm
interesting because you're also the guy that brought up the glory hole comment about Invisible Man.
I do think though that that may tell me a little bit about your respective fathers.
Hey, we're just creative thinkers.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply your dad drank a lot. I don't know.
That's exactly what you implied, though.
I didn't mean to imply that your dad was around a gamma bomb.
Yeah, don't bring up gamma radiation. Kelly's dad was a Hulk.
Wait. Which Hulk was he? Was he like the Gray Hulk?
Or? The Eric Bana Hulk. Edward Norton Hulk.
Nerds.
He was not gainfully employed Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno Hulk, just walking away to sad piano.
So, Kelly, you've been out of the game for a while.
You've been recovering, getting better. Had a messed up knee.
You've been doing a lot of like training montages to get your comedy back.
Yeah, listening to that Rocky theme soundtrack all the time. Exactly.
Doing comedy shows out in the... forest.
I'm doing comedy shows like in the mirror, like like shadow comedy.
He's
like,
got like a side of ham.
I see that more as like you laughing at me. You laughing at me?
Yeah,
I'm the only one here.
Do you heckle yourself?
Oh, of course. You got to stay sharp. You got to be ready. Like you suck. You suck too.
That's so sharp.
You're turning into the Hulk. Just like you're
all. Don't make him angry.
Yeah. Three more drinks and oh boy.
Don't break that mic stand.
Do you call that hulking up?
Hulk out. That's right. Hulking up.
But I imagine like the training montage of running up the stairs there, you just take the escalator or something?
Hobble. I hobble the stairs.
Have you noticed with the new horribly hideous disfiguring scar you have on your leg, have you noticed chicks dig it?
Chicks love scars. Chicks love
scars. I thought you meant the band.
Yeah, chicks dig it.
Have you noticed them?
Yeah, have you noticed the band Chicks Dig It? And emotional scars.
Ooh, yeah.
So those are pre-existing.
Are those from your Hulk dad?
My dad! Oh, I have a Hulk for a dad! I need to have sex with you.
And you said you're single?
So, he didn't. He didn't say it. It was just.
It's implied. Understood. It's implied. It's implied. We had a haircut. We knew.
Is it because I have a cabbage for a head?
Yeah. That is the haircut of a single man with a gun license. That's what that haircut is.
No gun license.
No gun license.
Criminals don't need licenses. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh. Too real.
Pre-existing scars are not covered by American insurance.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. They cover emotional Hulk scars?
No, I'm sorry. That's extra. You gotta pay.
Ooh, no, that's not good. Privatized healthcare, right?
That's it.
How's that Obamacare working out for you?
It's gone.
It's gone?
Yeah.
Is it actually gone now, or is it going?
No, it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
People love it so much.
But, well, we hate Obamacare, but we love the Affordable Care Act, yeah. Right? It's different, right?
Mm-hmm. It's exactly different. No, yep. We'll see. We'll see. I'm sure nobody's going to win.
Have you actually talked? That was a big thing that we saw up here, is the idea that people were hating on Obamacare, loving the Affordable Care Act. Were people that fucking stupid in the States, or was that just like finding like one or two really big dummies?
This is just Reagan's America we're living in. We are very dumb across the board.
So did you actually encounter people who really didn't know the difference?
No, but you hear it on like the news and stuff. Like they'd interview somebody or they'd take a poll and they'd ask it both ways and you'd be like, oh yeah. It's the same thing.
Oh, like with the glory hole, both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you take a bowl to the glory hole.
Right. That's the interesting thing about that, Nick.
I'm trying to understand the genius of this question now. I wasn't on board, but now I'm understanding it. Yeah,
right. So what it ties saying, with everything.
You're willing to use the glory hole?
That's yeah. Well, if you know.
Come around.
That's exactly what it is.
I'll use the glory
hole. I thought
it
was money-wise, but now that I know that's actually metaphors for other things.
Yeah.
I'll use the glory hole. Oh, I thought. Affordable Care Act glory hole, but fuck those Obamacare glory holes. Fuck them straight to hell.
I thought you were just finally happy to find out that the glory hole worked both ways. Or you thought it was just a stick in it. Phew, oh, something come through? All right, I'm in.
Yeah. For it to be a metaphor for economics, it really has to work both ways. So
AC/DC,
give and take. Yep, AC/DC. What? Thunderstruck?
Yep.
No, this is more of a Highway to Hell, honestly.
What's your favorite Bon Jovi song, JP?
Fuck, that's died the podcast.
Dead or Alive, duh.
I'm trying to remember
JP's
one
favorite song. Yeah, JP, how do you not know?
Slippery When Wet. Well, that's the name of the album, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Close enough, you knew a fact about it.
There we go.
There you go.
Sean, what's your favorite Bon Jovi song?
Living on a Prayer.
Yes?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Living on a Prayer.
Kelly, what's your favorite Mastodon
We've
song?
We've gotten into the part of the podcast that's entirely
Oblivion.
Nice.
This guy gets it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not an album of theirs. If I could read a book.
Okay.
Yeah, about Mastodons.
Big book of Mastodon.
Bad albums.
Yeah.
What was a mastodon? Isn't it?
It's a
furry animal.
Yes.
Yeah, like, it's a guy in a suit.
This is Roy, our mastodon.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know about high school mastodons? They don't have those for like football teams and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, the Denver Broncos. They got like Bronco Billy or whatever. Is their mastodon?
I think it's the Minnesota Mastodons.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your NFL team there?
The pun here is mascot Don.
Sure.
Dom,
there's no pun here. It's just
thing
stupid.
Is,
I just pictured
just
like a mascot with like chains and like a lady with leather whipping it. And I was like, mascot Dom. Oh,
mascot
okay.
Dom.
I might be into that.
I thought you were actually saying Master Don, so it's going to be a guy coming in wanting his ring. A furry elephant wanting his ring kissed.
I honestly admit I was not getting that joke, so I went to my own place.
Oh,
and
no,
that was furries being
the whole thing
by
was
women.
It was just going to keep going around until somebody came up with a punchline. That's what we do. We just keep
it all ends
it.
At the glory hole.
It all ends at the glory hole.
It comes down.
It comes in or out. Who's your favorite NFL team there, American?
I like the NFL as a whole.
Yeah, you like
glory hole.
Yeah,
pick a side, motherfucker.
What's Denver Broncos.
The ball thrower for the Broncos. What's his name again? Eli? Peyton?
Jonathan?
No, not Eli. No,
what's he's got this? He's got a head.
Thinking of Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
well, he's actually gone, confusing both Eli Manning and Peyton Manning. He's not thinking of anyone. He's confusing people.
Yeah. Yes, thinking is what I know. Confusing people.
Nick was a boxer at one point.
Yeah, it's more of just a fluid thing that runs through me. It's not really
in your head?
Yeah, exactly.
From the glory hole
into
your head.
Like a watery flow through my head. It's a big water head, you know?
Yeah.
No, but he's got the Denver Broncos. He's got the big head but a tiny helmet, right? He's
Nick's
the
guy concussion protocol is going to sleep.
He's got like the mark around him.
Yeah.
With a tight... Yeah, he's got the
peanut
head.
Yeah, you've watched football.
His,
I get it.
His head is squished in. Yeah. I'm just wondering, where do I get one of those helmets? I need that.
Nick.
eBay.
Oh, yeah, that guy's got a long head.
He retired, though,
which
right?
one is that?
He's retired.
That's the one you're talking about.
I honestly don't remember who the quarterback is. It was a new guy.
Have they prolonged his head? That seems
to be... Yeah, it's elongated. Like
elongated. No, for that picture.
He was looking down.
Is that what...
He was scowling.
No, he always...
He's got just a big fucking forehead.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay.
Because
he,
like, basically he's been playing football his whole life, so he put a helmet on. And it could only grow up.
His forehead has gotten bigger.
It's like a goldfish. Yeah,
that's amazing.
And yeah, it's like that's what I was telling you guys. The phenomenon of his head throughout his entire career, it just keeps getting longer.
It kept getting compacted.
But no, that's exaggerating, because look at his chin. Like, why would his chin grow bigger if it's just a helmet?
He's got fucking gigantism.
It's like the evolution of man diagram.
Well, no, you know
the evolution of Manning.
The bat.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy, there's a poster.
I love it.
It really looks like when they take a baby out of a woman with forceps.
Oh. Yeah.
With that cone head.
Oh, shit.
On his front.
Do you think Peyton Manning's into forceps play?
Yes.
Those are big.
I don't parts. Think yeah. I know. Yeah.
They just get some gray drapes and his wife, like, fake pulls him out.
You'd need gray huge drapes. Forearms to make that work.
That's we just confirmed it here first, folks. This just became an InfoWars podcast.
What? Why? How?
You just confirmed that Peyton Manning
is into
forceps.
What the fuck does that have to do with InfoWars?
Yeah, InfoWars is the host that's the Rush Limbaugh with like a lung infection.
Yeah,
he's the Aaron,
last or Aarons is his last name.
Aarons?
No, not Aarons.
Aarons.
Oh,
A-A-A-R-O-N? Aarons?
No, I can't think.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex
yeah.
Jones. Yeah, he's got the raspy.
Alex Jones and I'm angry.
So red.
He always sounds like he's carrying a house on his back.
Maybe he is. An emotional house.
The weight of the world.
That is a straight up Hulk dad.
He is too, because him and his wife just divorced, and he's like doing his best to try and be an absentee dad.
Oh, there you
go. I can't believe
perfect.
Somebody would have married him.
Yeah, I can't.
Let alone divorce.
What is
him.
His redeeming quality? Like,
doing his best to be an absentee dad. How really much effort do you have to put in to be an absentee dad?
I thought he was actually trying to get access to his
kids. That's like the easiest thing to do.
Well, he's a public figure, though, so they can find him.
His
kids follow him on Twitter.
Yeah. He basically stays away from his children just so they have to boost his numbers.
InfoWars creeper.
What about that guy is attractive?
And he talks like this! God damn it, it's Obamacare!
His enthusiasm. Yeah. It's infectious.
I know, I have a boner now.
Imagine his
sex we're all aware of your
imagine
boner.
Imagine his sex talk. Like, what would he... Like, him dirty talking would just be like him...
Oh, could somebody... Aaron, could you please do Alex Jones dirty talking?
Yes.
point the microphone at Aaron. Just...
Oh, baby, that's a big clit! Oh!
That's a big clit. Is that sex talk for you? Like the size of this clit.
I think we're finding out a little bit too much about Mrs. Maslow.
China from WWE. That's a big clit. Ooh.
Lucha like lawyer, this. Of course, goes to wrestling references.
So back to glory holes, right?
Back to glory holes and Alex Jones in a glory hole and that raspy voice.
I like football.
Yeah. How much
with those balls?
How much would you have to get paid to go to a glory hole and get an entire football shoved up your butt through the glory hole?
What?
Part of the fun was there was a mystery. Now you're giving me details.
Wait, I can actually answer this one. Now that we know.
Time in, guys.
Anything for science, eh?
But instead of a football, it's a pineapple. And instead of a pineapple, it's a horse cock.
But it's signed by all the Denver Broncos.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's cool. That, wow.
Including Peyton Waterhead Manning?
And yeah, it's going to look so good on your mantle afterwards. You didn't bother cleaning that before you put it up?
You didn't want to wash the signatures off.
It's weird
off.
You got this horse cock on your mantle, but I see it signed by Peyton Manning, so all right.
That's not a horse cock. That's Peyton Manning's forehead.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There are these red marks on it.
Oh, man.
Throbbing forehead.
So, I just talking about signatures, Bill Cosby is going to be doing a tour, and he's going to be doing like a speaking tour, and he's like going to be doing signings and stuff of his books and everything, and I just want somebody to go and get a book signed, and then just copy his handwriting right after and go, totally did it, and be like, there you go.
No, because when he asked, like, who do I make this out to, totally did it.
Yeah.
Well, no, is he doing like a rape talk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or, yeah, that's why I heard
it's not like stand-up comedy. He's going and talking about like sexual assault.
Nobody wants to hear it.
It's like stand-up comedy 10 years ago.
Yeah. Like, it's like a how-to, basically. No. He's like doing a TED talk.
No. I don't know about
that. That just seems so insincere.
Who would go
like,
and see
well, it just
it?
Seems like a bad fucking idea for everyone. But he might go to jail anyways because I think they can retry him, can't they?
Yeah,
yeah, they had a mistrial, but it was in an early trimester, I don't know
but
how long.
When
works.
He was doing his tour again, people were like, they had to actually get extra security because people were giving him death threats.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even that just seems like a weird thing. Well, I'm going to go talk about this now that I've something I've gotten away with.
The crazy thing about it, though, is that there's still a segment of society out there who still sees him as Cliff Huxtable.
Oh,
they'll go and see him.
Tom, can you go and look the Cosby Show, the complete TV show? Where is it on Amazon? I want to see on, like, their bestsellers because it's on there. It's on their bestsellers since they started the trial.
Jesus.
I don't know why people are buying it.
Lucha Lawyer. It's probably Google Metrics.
You can get like a link on that Canadian Creep.
Yeah.
What is the like statute of limitations?
Why would I know that?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not a lawyer.
He knows the statute of limitations.
I'm neither a wrestler nor a lawyer.
He knows statute of limitations on like a pin, a submission.
Yeah. The statute of limitations on a pin is three.
It's three.
Okay. You have to count three.
Three. Guys. But seriously, it's only $30.49 for the entire complete 202 episodes.
200.
Holy shit.
Well, that's a good deal.
That is a bargain.
I mean, it's technically only worth 15.
Oh yeah, I'd say, but that's a good, like that's pretty. Is it free shipping with Prime too?
Can you get a used one?
Oh, okay, that's good.
Used from $22.99.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, joke backfired there.
Aaron's got a big family. He knows about deals.
If you like the Cosby Show, you might also enjoy roofies.
Oh, people say that about my act too.
Oh, gross.
Because they like sleeping through it. That's
I don't condone anything I've said.
I was only going for a sleeping joke, not a. No, okay.
I bet everyone else wishes they brought a mask.
We wish you were wearing a mask.
Yeah, you pasty ginger weirdo.
Yeah, sunburn, mouth open. Pretty close.
You gotta move your head.
Your glory hole's not big enough.
Right. Oh my god.
They're coming in faster.
What the hell?
So for those of you not watching, Aaron Maslow is currently throwing Skittles into Nick's mouth.
Yeah. Soft toss in reverse.
And he's not getting anything in his mouth. Like, this is a veritable stream of Skittles, and it's just splashing all over his face. Everywhere except his mouth hole.
He knows what happens when he gets in his eye. Yeah.
Just put it in his mouth.
So are we going to multiply throw Skittles at him? Is that
you're bad at this?
Shower him.
There's going to be multiple.
Everybody
people
get
going.
Candy. Yeah. And Nick.
I mean, I'm not wearing my glasses,
so I can't see shit.
Why did you think?
No.
Why did you think you could do it better than me?
It's a veritable.
I'm an idiot.
What about that?
It's a multicolored shower.
Oh,
hey!
Tom nailed it.
This has been like a candy bukkake for those of you tuning in. I'm just laying there with my mouth open.
They're not tuning
still,
in.
We're going to have to figure out how podcasts work, eh? Like
the best part's when Jamie comes back and finds all this fucking candy everywhere. What happened? Candy bukkake.
Oh my god.
And that's the only reason to find the YouTube channel and subscribe, so you can see little stupid things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only
reason. There's not a lot of activity otherwise.
Yeah. There's a little bit every so often, like, I'll lick a
microphone. Kelly's going to dance later.
Yeah, he's going to do a one-legged dance number.
He's going to be very sad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry I keep bringing up your leg, man.
Who wouldn't want to see seven men sitting in a basement talking about the most weird, creepy, racist shit?
Oh yeah! If you type in Nick's glory hole on YouTube, you might find this podcast.
I think that's how you hire him for a comedy.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
exactly. Incognito.
I went incognito.
It's called a variety show.
Dickwad, glory hole pigs too.
Glory hole pigs too.
NakedSword.com. Good for you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a credit.
IMDB.
Acting is acting.
Yep. So, JP, Sean, it's fair to say that you two are both movie experts. You've appeared on television. No, shut up. You've appeared on television, the internet, all over.
Not really.
And you guys are movie experts.
Not really in my case. No, not really.
In the 2017, in this time that we've had here, what is the best movie that's come out this year?
Get Out.
Get Out?
I've heard it's really good.
It was very good.
But Wonder Woman was pretty good.
Get Out is my favorite as far as writing wise. It's it comes at night.
Oh,
I have yet
to see that.
Is that
absolutely
that glory hole movie?
Yeah. That's right.
Also, Get Out.
Yeah.
Well, that's after you.
Yeah.
Get Out. We need to make room for the next guy in line.
Get Out. It comes at
that's
night.
That's the parentheses. Yeah.
But yeah, I'll vouch for those two.
No, Get Out was phenomenal. And the thing is, after I'm not going to give away anything with Get Out, but I watched it, and then having known what the movie is, I watched it again, and there is it's definitely one of those movies where a second watch through is very recommended.
Yeah, and actually, it's multiple watches because the acting and the humor is good.
Yeah,
I could rewatch it. I watched it twice. I enjoyed the second time more than the first time, and I was shocked because I didn't know all the secrets. And
yeah,
so
there's a lot. Did you miss watching?
It's great.
It's a
solid film.
And scared in scary movies?
I wish I did. It's been a long time since I have. I get emotionally attached. Like when I watched It Comes at Night, I was actually scared of what was going to happen at the end for the people. But I wasn't in fear of myself.
Like, I think I know what happens at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's gone. Oh, no.
I think I know what happens at the end.
Yeah, one of them comes at night.
That joke was funnier in my head.
That joke was made in the film because there's a scene where a guy's listening against the wall. And we're like, oh, now we know what comes at night. And
is that what he says?
It's an easy
a little bit
joke.
On the nose.
It's there.
Low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging fruit.
My
favorite kind of fruit.
Yeah. So
I don't
want
to go all the way to the top.
Movie expert, possibly the biggest movie expert in all of Western Canada. Professor of movieology.
You mean like weight-wise?
Well, I'm not talking height.
We're in the same weight division, Lucha Lawyer.
That's why he can make that joke.
We're in the big bone division, according to my grandmother.
But girls still like me.
Yeah. Your grandmother, I know the underwear says extra large, but it's, you know,
just more of me to hug.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your picks?
The only film I've seen this year is 50 Shades Darker, so I have to go with that.
Wait, have you only seen one movie this year?
No, he's
only,
a dick.
Only one.
He's just being facetious.
Yes, it's the only one I remember, actually.
What?
But it's indelibly stamped in your memory, Banks.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
So, is there a glory hole in that?
No, I think they're saving that for the third.
This is a shame
I can't
hole.
Figure out the appeal for that, because if you want to see, like, something like sexual, we have porn or Canada Creep on Twitter.
I
like,
think the appeal is you would go to that movie to see other people making out in the theater. That's the only appeal.
Is that why you went to see the theater?
Oh my god, there were people
and
all around.
Did it pay off in creep dividends?
There were people going at it in our theater. Going at it. Yeah, they were knocking over popcorn.
That's the first time you saw him with his phone in his pocket.
Exactly.
For making it
on all the time.
Yeah.
For those that, again, aren't watching, Sean Gramiak looks exactly like somebody that would go to a movie just to watch that.
My Twitter handle is @LuchaLawyer.
For those people who are not looking.
Sean,
who are not watching.
Like
Sean Gramiak looks like a complete pervert.
Harry and the Hendersons.
He looks like a mixture of
but like things. But like one who does magic tricks at bars to pick up women.
That's right. He looks like an old-fashioned gentleman and Harry from Harry and the Hendersons. Yeah.
Right. Now you see the pill. Now you don't.
Oh, boy.
Oh, whoa.
Jesus. All right, Dr. Cosby, let's cut this shit
okay.
out.
Okay. Should we do a game where you read off titles of the Bill Cosby Show episodes and we have to guess what their episodes are?
Oh, no. No.
Kelly, Rudy you're can't not... sleep.
Now, that explains why he's always hiding his food.
Kelly, you're not a movie expert, but what's your favorite movie of 2017?
Beauty and the Beast, because really? I identify, or I support Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
You're a big Stockholm Syndrome fan.
I'm a supporter. Hey,
guys,
with
so
undertones
you should
of
read all my Stockholm Syndrome slash fic.
Okay.
So the third episode of The Cosby Show is called Bad Dreams. And the fourth episode is called Night to Night.
Oh my God.
Breaking with Tradition. This.
Wait, is that my boy?
Is that my boy?
One more time.
One more time. A Shirt Story. Play it again, Vanessa. How Ugly Is He?
Oh.
Yeah,
he was telegraphing these guys.
Theo and the Joint.
The clues are there.
Yeah. Oh,
episode 21, The Younger Woman.
What the?
Wait, Miss Quiet? Oh
episode,
my God.
No, that's Mr. Quiet.
Which still.
Mr. Quiet. Yeah.
Either or is still, yeah.
Mr. Quiet followed by Cliff's birthday. While Cliff snoops
stop,
around
stop
trying
this
to discover his special birthday surprise.
Ooh.
What the hell is with you
episode
guys?
2, season all right, 2.
All right, changing topics.
I'm starting to get the
hole.
Episode 2, season 2 is called The Juicer.
Dude, look at episode 4, Cliff's in Love.
Cliff's in Love. I like Cliff bars. Pretty good. Oh, motorboat impression.
Cliff Huxtable bars make me sleepy.
Change the topic.
Oh, man.
I think we can move on from this.
Okay, good. I just wanted to see if the clues were there.
Aaron, what's your favorite from the second movie of 2017 since Americans get different movies than we do?
I've only seen The Mummy.
Oh, no. Yeah, Aaron saw The Mummy yesterday.
But it's spelled with an O, not a U. That's the special American version.
It is Tom Cruise. He's a scientist.
Well, he gives birth.
Yep.
It's a remake of Junior.
Last year, Canada's number one film, or the one that won Canada's award, was Mummy. So
really,
what?
So yeah.
Oh, that's like the horror movie thing.
No, no, it's actually a very good film.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Which one am I?
That's not the one I saw.
No,
you guys, yeah. I know it's Canadian.
It's
what?
Again, it's something that's in my nerd movie nerd. I can't let that slide. Like there
yeah,
was a joke
keep
about
telling
that.
Us how nerdy you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got this movie nerd. You got to see him.
Good job. Yeah. Good job taking a bad joke and making it worse.
Aaron,
yep. Answer your question. I don't know.
Yesterday, and he was like, I haven't seen a movie in forever.
Because you have
he
kids.
He doesn't go out, yeah.
I've seen kids' movies.
Yeah, what's a good
yeah,
one
what's your
those?
Favorite kids' movie?
Cars 3.
Don't say Frozen.
Well, Trolls.
Enjoyed that?
Really?
I don't know if I
are
enjoyed
you talking
it
about Ernest
I
was, Scared
I don't
Stupid?
Know if I enjoyed it. I experienced it
I was
so many
awake
times,
when it
numb
was on. That was part of it. I was drinking a lot. I was being the Hulk I would need to be. But yeah, that's probably the only one I remember recently.
Wow.
So usually the blackout form.
Yeah.
Perfect. That fast from the drinking, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we haven't got the UJ yet, James.
This just got really dark.
Dark
isn't that
night
weird?
Wait,
that this
wait,
is
wait,
the
wait.
Dark
Tom,
part?
Tom, Tom. This finally got dark?
You're so lighthearted with the swastikas and the rape.
Well, everything up to this point was fake.
Still
okay.
Is. Still is.
Wait, so you're a Cosby denier? Like, everything's been fake. Now this thing about him being a dad and not watching movies. Oh, that's awful.
Anyways.
I haven't watched a movie in the theater in years. Or maybe a year. Like, okay. The last movie I saw was Tickled. And that was about a year ago, maybe?
Okay, and you've been banned from the theater for following
yeah
the instructions
jerking
of the title.
In the theater, Will.
Look at all these hot people making out.
What am I supposed to do? Not take advantage of it?
And Sean was there with his camera again.
With my feather boa.
What do you mean I can't bring a drill into the movie theater?
Oh.
What does that mean? Is there a dildo on the end of that drill?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's not so much the drill, it's the attachment.
How was the mummy?
Time to mess up your insides.
Okay. It was okay.
It was entertaining.
DeWalt
I heard it says it's, they say it's okay.
It's a standard Tom Cruise vehicle. He runs around. There's a lot of action. There's a little bit of story.
Some acting.
It ends with like a really like basically a cliche ending, but it ties up all the loose ends. All characters have like clear motives and they follow through. It's
okay.
Russell Crowe is brooding.
Yeah. Adequate. Is he in that?
Yeah.
Are there very many movies anymore that don't end in we're going to try and launch a franchise?
No, not expensive ones.
Get out.
Gun Woman.
No.
Oh my god, could you
Gun Woman actually ends with a plot that makes it look like it's going to continue.
Yeah.
Why couldn't Gun Woman be mixed with Weekend at Bernie's? Like, we've got our friend who's dead.
Is
gun we gotta pretend he's alive because he's full of guns we need.
You could use a Weekend at Bernie's basically to make a sequel for any movie that didn't set up a sequel properly. Like, the thing is, Crank, he dies at the beginning. Spoilers, it's 2006, whatever, get over it. But they have a Crank too. And he's alive. Like, if he just kept dying at the end of each movie, eventually it's just going to be a Weekend at Bernie's.
He doesn't die because he was blinking for that 1 second, right?
Oh, yeah, he did blink.
Yeah, so he was alive.
Which, I mean, dead people never close their eyes.
And even if he dies, then he can be brought back in a Swiss Army Man sort of film where you're carting around Jason Statham on your back while he farts.
Oh, who would...
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
Who would cart him around, though? Who would cart him around?
That was a movie.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Hey-o, yes, we did it. Future president, Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Hell yeah.
Oh, man, that would be the best United States ever.
Your lucha law will be useful again with the wrestler as president. When he's challenging
all laws
other...
will be decided in the ring.
Yeah, when he's challenging other world leaders to, like, a steel cage match, you're like... Okay, I'm going to officiate.
I think he'll
President
do well.
Johnson or Emperor The Rock Johnson?
Ooh.
He'd have to
been
win,
a long time
he'd have to win Emperor of the
Emperor.
Ring.
Emperor, yeah.
Actually, isn't it King of the Ring? Isn't that what it is?
No, I know, but he said Emperor.
Yeah, he'd be Emperor of the Ring. And he'd make Vince McMahon fight to the death. He'd fight Dana White. That'd be awesome.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, speaking of fights, man, Mayweather and McGregor, that seems stupid. Like, I'm going to try and watch it, but it seems dumb. I don't even like fighting, but
I'm
just curious.
Great when McGregor cleans his clock.
I'm a mark for this shit. Jumping in on this stupid
thing. I just hope Conor McGregor, like, throws 5 unanswered below the belt shots. That'd be awesome. That'd
I'm going to give you Dorito knees for sure.
That's right.
Man, that was a call back.
I thought it was you and McGregor.
You and McGregor.
He'll
no.
be in attendance.
No like one is allowed to wreck his beautiful face. No one.
Like a love story or like a tale of you and McGregor.
You and McGregor versus...
How was you and McGregor? Was that a good small Canadian film? You and McGregor?
You and McGregor?
No, that's
you are, you
seems
are
like a shitty Canadian movie.
You were talking to the brick wall
I
of
blanked out there, yeah.
No, James, the correct reference that you're thinking of is the Newfoundland version of Silence of the Lambs. Use to be quiet.
He's losing.
Oh.
James, every bad joke, James deflates a little. He's just gonna like shrivel up and blow out the
oh
window.
Oh my god! Though I would love to see a Newfie remake though of Silence of the Lambs. Like, would you fuck me, boy? I'd fuck me, boy.
You and McGregor.
You and McGregor.
What's your great big fat lady? Oh, they all are. Island of potato people. My ancestors came from there. That's why I'm fat.
Oh, fuck.
Those are the Canadian hobbits.
They're not.
They make the worst hulks. Don't make me sober. You wouldn't like me when I'm
sober. Yeah, reverse hulks.
I don't like my dad when he's sober.
Yeah, he doesn't really pull his punches.
Yeah, he's a lot better of a shot with those.
He's better. Yeah.
When he's really drunk, I can usually just walk away and he ends up beating up the cabinet. That cabinet's got low self-esteem now.
That's the great thing about a drunk dad. I'll let you pick the belt he beats you with, and you can go for the nice soft
one. Oh, you should go for the world championship belt.
It's got buckles for days.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to hurt.
The spinner on it.
What?
John Cena added the spinner.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. That makes sense. Why not?
I can't even.
So, Sean, where can the listeners find you?
I remember why I left this country.
Where can they find
you? Where can the listeners find you, Sean?
If they want to get you.
We're doing plugs.
Creepy.
Give the address. Give your address.
I'll be at the south side of Edmonton tending my garden wearing a straw hat.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Or you can hit me up on Facebook. That's the other thing, too, if you're not here.
What's your Twitter is shut the fuck up, Gramiac?
At STFU Gramiac, but I don't go to Twitter because it's a fad.
It's a
especially now that the cops are after him.
Yeah.
He's had to put that one in hiatus for a little bit.
Yeah, your Facebook page, you posted there was a like cop raid going on at your house yesterday.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was... I called myself in.
My roommate in.
That old lady next door didn't have no one was coming.
I was super lonely one night. I had a few too many. So I phoned the cops and said, hey, there's a guy running an illegal glory hole down in the basement of this place. And I think he's a witch.
And they're like, their response was, well, licensing for legal glory holes is more of a bylaw issue. So sorry.
Wrong post.
Call 311.
Don't get me started on bylaws.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like an unlicensed. What about pan laws? Or hetero laws.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Oh, okay. I figured out what he meant.
If that's the case, bylaws would be the most fun laws.
Yeah. And there's a law that goes both ways.
Yeah.
Easy, easy.
I just always like to end the podcast off on a terrible note.
So, Kelly, you're also a findable person. You've got Twitter. You're actually very hilarious on Twitter.
That's my only outlet now, Twitter comedian.
Yeah? Ever since you lost that leg.
Ever since my... Yeah.
Yep,
legs gone. Twitter only now.
Yep, Twitter. You got all these sponsored Dorito tweets.
Feel the crunch. Feel the burn.
Feel the crunch. Yeah, at Kelly Soladuca. Spell it how you think it sounds, and maybe you'll get lucky.
There you go. I love it. It's like cooking pasta. Throw it at the fridge. See what sticks.
All of a sudden, it doesn't sound like Twitter anymore.
Twitter or Tinder or one of those.
Sounds more like Grindr.
For Grindr.
You can find me on Grindr.
JP, you've got stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm now doing Catholic comedy. that's true.
You're doing Catholic
comedy?
Well,
not exactly. You're doing atheist comedy at a Catholic event.
Sermon?
I did a show and they asked about, as a Catholic comic, and I go, actually, no, I'm an atheist. And then the room went, whoop, quiet.
So yeah, because they did a Q&A at the end of like everyone's set.
I was more of a TED Talk type of show. So it was like, that's, I don't know.
Did you eat the wafer?
You can find me on www.themoviejerks.ca. I was making a joke about Catholics, so now it seems like
I don't think you need the www. Somebody teach him how to turn on a phone and how to make hyperlinks,
how about
okay?
The www.themoviejerks.com.
WWE, Movie Jerks.
Okay,
is it The Movie Jerks, though, or
Movie
Jerks?
Movie Jerks.
Not Movie Jerks, because that's a movie about guys jerking each other off. That's
probably.
Yeah, you want The Movie Jerks.
Yeah.
Less porno.
Not any movie jerks.
There is a link to your website on our website.
Oh, yeah. I suppose
And vice versa. When you guys have been on our show, we have links to yours. Yeah.
And then there's a movie you told me about and I watched called... I can't remember what it was, but it's a French movie. And there was like the girl was hallucinating or something. And there's like prisoners in a basement.
Martyrs.
Thank you. I love that movie. That was
great. That's Gramiac.
Reprehensible garbage.
That movie
you don't
actually
watch the American remake.
I watched the French version, but
the
that
French
movie
is amazing.
I had a reaction watching that movie where like I got frustrated.
Yeah.
Watching the movie, and I punched an IKEA table I made.
Hope, Dad.
So I was hulking out hard. So if you're looking for a movie that makes you feel feelings, if
Martyr's
you're dead inside,
mad.
Yeah, Martyr's a good
that
one.
That movie brings out the Hulk in everybody.
Have you done that on the podcast though?
Martyrs, yeah.
So check out that episode and then no other ones. That's the best one.
Okay.
What's the best episode of your podcast?
Ah, that's hard.
There was a good one where Gramiac wasn't there.
Oh, there's been a
almost
lot of
all of them. Almost all those are surefire.
You'd be a jerk at this point.
My favorite is the Henry Rollins episode.
Yeah,
because we just got to hang out with him. That's one of my heroes. So
yeah.
But the one that we actually did one. Actually, we're happy with a lot of the episodes. The one we did with El Lucha Chivo here.
El Chivo.
It was a lot of fun today. Luchador. But we actually had Karina Morton on last week, and we watched Zapped together.
Oh, I remember that.
And it ended up being really funny. So like, we're releasing that one this week. So I'm very happy about that. All the episodes are fairly good, really.
Yeah.
It's hard to say which one we like the most. Yeah, we got too many now. That's
make podcasts great. James, where can people find you?
Right here.
Okay.
The second. I'll be here soon, though.
Exactly.
So get over here quick, folks.
If you can find the link that we probably won't post for the YouTube video for this, you can get Adam there.
Won't post it?
No. They have to find it. They got to do the legwork to find the video.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
So, Tom, your phone number?
780-862-1124.
Okay. Drake, keep on texting Tom.
Sure.
Tom will let you know all of my measurements. And then...
If you want his girth, Tom will know.
It's weird that Tom knows it, not you.
No, I usually...
Find out my measurements. Go to Tom.
Whenever he's been asking me questions about Nick, ask Nick what the answer should be.
Aaron, how can people find you?
I can be found at WolSamNora.
What does that even mean?
Aaron Maslow backwards.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, dummy.
That's Instagram, that's Twitter, that's Facebook even.
You got a Snappy Chat, though, don't you?
Snapchat.
Yeah.
Snapchat me.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
See, I put my actual phone number on this podcast, and that was the mistake.
Good for you. Right.
Your Snapchat. Just Snapchat me whatever.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
You're probably thinking to yourself, okay, and that's a good thought. Mm-hmm. Send it my way.
What?
I'll be the judge. Of what's weird.
And the jury.
And the executioner.
And at the quickandslow.com.
Yeah.
That's all our shit is there. All that stuff gets
posted. Yeah, exactly. I'm Nick McQuick, the host. If you see me in public, leave me alone. Like, subscribe, or favorite. There's buttons on whatever you're listening. Just push all the buttons.
If you tuned in right now, you've really fucked up on listening to the podcast.
Yeah, nobody starts at the end. Go back to the beginning and listen again.
No, what we got to do now is just speak backwards.
It only works if we're all talking at the same time.
John Lennon is dead.
Why do you guys all sound like those tubes that you flip upside down and they make noise?
Keep going. Don't stop.
This music is done by Ben Sounds. Go check out the Facebook page for all of our live podcasts and giveaways. Follow us on Twitter to get the fastest updates. And please give us some stars on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening to this. We had an amazing time making it, and I hope you guys enjoyed it half as much as we do. Keep on listening to podcasts in the free world. Good night or morning. Uh-oh.
Okay, knock, guys.
That's a normal thing.